Last week, I raised this matter of the koan, where sixth ancestor says to Myo, who was chasing him, in this very moment, when you are running after me and trying to catch me without thinking good or bad, what is your primal face before your parents were born? What is your original face? Not back there when, before your parents were born, but right here now. What is your primal face before your parents were born? What, who are you? Right now, not holding to thoughts, good, bad, not holding to feelings I like, I don't like, should or shouldn't. All the various aspects of being human that we hold on to. Not something that arises, but arises and we grab onto it. He's right, she's wrong. That's good, this is bad. I like this, I don't like that. And all the other variations of that. Different ways people express that. Different ways that we express that. No problem with it, except it gets in the way of being who we are, whether we use the word original, primal, true. Some translations have him asking, what is the true face? What is your true face at this very moment? Thinking, holding to neither good nor evil, or in a way we could say it's always to notice how and where good, evil, like, don't like, should, shouldn't, he, me, she, them, how those get in the way for us. Get in the way of what? Get in the way of us being, appreciating, experiencing this before all the stories that we have about who we are, where we came from, who our parents are, were, should be, should have been. That's what's always so, and yet that's what we cover up when we believe these stories. These stories about what it is and what it isn't. That's why caught in self-centered thoughts, caught in thoughts. You don't have to even say self-centered. Caught in thoughts, caught in feelings, caught in beliefs, holding to dreams. So thoughts become dreams, dreams become thoughts. Dreaming while awake, then we don't see, be caught in self-centered dream that we're missing this very moment. We're missing what's most intimate. We're missing things as is. We're missing this experiencing. And there's all sorts of ways that we miss it. And It's in the words that we tell ourselves and each other, where we sometimes hinder being this original, always so life. Since today is Easter, I'll bring up one of my early sessions. I don't remember if this one was in 74, 75, with Soen Roshi. Oh, this must have been something that was at around Easter time. As many of you know, I was brought up in an Orthodox Jewish background, and I, at that point, knew almost nothing about Christianity at the point of this session. Soen Roshi, this was a session, if I remember correctly, where it was both Easter and Passover were during the session. In fact, I have a calligraphy from him where he said, he wrote Shin, mind, or mind, heart, that main character. This is Shkishi, one of those cardboard calligraphies. And underneath it, he wrote Passover to Easter. So he liked to bring up other traditions sometimes during his Teisho. So he said, you know, most of you misunderstand the Christian Bible. He said, there's that place where Jesus is on the cross and next to him are two criminals. And it's usually translated, he said, that he says to the criminals, today you will be in paradise with me. Today you will be in paradise with me. Soen Roshi said, that's not the correct translation. And my good friend, this Russian Orthodox priest, said to him that in the Russian Orthodox version of it, in other words, the Greek version, it's translated a little differently. It's translated, today you are in paradise with me, as we're hanging here, right now. This is the way it is, not something that's going to be at some future time. The truth of this reality in this very moment, what's the primal, the original, the true life face that we are in this very moment? Without being blinded by good, bad, later, before, should, shouldn't, like, dislike. In the Hebrew Bible, there's a phrase, Ki korav alecha hadova ma'oid b'ficha levavcha la'asoysa, which translates, this matter is very intimate, very close to you. Not just very close, but very, very close. Ma'id means extremely close, most intimate. It's in your mouth and your heart to manifest it. Ki korav alecha hadova ma'id b'ficha levavcha la'asoysa, to do it. That's exactly what the sixth ancestor is saying to Monk Myaw. In this very moment, not holding to thoughts of good, bad, like, dislike, or at least noticing those and not being blinded by that. Be this true, original, always who you are, life. That's the whole of our practice. To be this. Being this, you can say we can awaken to. But don't have to add even that. It's being this that we always are. Sentient beings are primarily all Buddhas, says Hakuin Zenjin in Song of Zazen. Not knowing how near it is, we look for it far away, go off wandering. But it's most intimate because it's exactly who we are. Primal face maybe gets hidden from us with our holding to like, dislike, good, bad, should, shouldn't, he, me, she, they, and all the other ways. But it's our opportunity every time good or bad, like, dislike arises to notice that. Knowing, not knowing, notice that. And that's the opportunity, therefore, to manifest exactly who and what we are, right here, right now. Original, primal, those are just words to encourage us not to be blinded, not to hold to the blindness. Then it's gone, because we always are this. It's very intimate, very intimate. It is exactly who and what this life is. So be this life that you are. Be experiencing this moment. Being just this moment is always our task. And it's always our opportunity. And it's always who we are. Can't be otherwise. And yet, things as is, we push away. So notice if and when you're pushing it away, when you're doing otherwise. And then right there it is, in this very moment. Thank you.